We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old dirty show, T-Mill, a.k.a. Psycho T. Sorry, folks. Psycho T had the latest. A lot of tongue there for no good old reason right there from Tyler Milner. Okay. The sound effects makes it so much worse.
Fire!
Are you on fire? We got some picks here tonight. How you feeling? You all right?
Coming off last week, I am feeling good. We're winning the people money.
All right. Win the people money. Win the folks money. All right. So T-Mill's best bets will be coming up a little bit later on. But the latest is we do have some news coming from the Astros. A lot of news coming from the Astros, injury-wise, and some moves that they had to make due to roster moves that need to be made. We'll let you know the latest on all of those. But first, Joe Espada, the captain, was asked if he thinks shortstop Jeremy Peña will play before the All-Star break. And he responded to, "I'm not going to answer that." And we said we enjoyed the thought of that. And Clint, I don't know that I need to see Jeremy Peña to play. I feel bad for saying this because Jeremy Peña, you want to play in your first All-Star game. You want to be there. You want to be in Atlanta to experience all of that. And he deserves it. He probably should be starting, to be honest with you. But, man, when you start thinking about all of it, I'd much rather him just, if I'm an Astros fan, him get all of that extra rest. Just to get that rest and not at all feel the need to rush him back to not only play before it or to play in it.
Yeah, look, as an Astros fan, I want all of them back ASAP. But the reality of it is, I mean, the way they're playing baseball, the luxury that they have right now, what are they now? I've lost track. They were 7.5 games up in the division last I saw. What are they now? Is that how they finished the Dodgers series? I think that was after the second win in the Dodgers series.
They're seven games up.
Seven and a half games up. I mean, they've built enough of a cushion to where they can afford to take an extra week, to take an extra couple of weeks, especially when you're talking about guys like Spencer Arrighetti, you're talking about guys like Christian Javier, and guys that can, without a doubt, help you in a major way. Obviously, at the plate, Yordan Alvarez and Jeremy Peña, these are guys that they absolutely have to be key pieces to make another run to an ALCS and a World Series. And they position themselves right now to have the luxury of saying, hey, you need a little extra downtime. So be it. We can take that approach, especially with it hadn't stopped yet. I thought the wind would be completely out of that sail of Ryan Gusto and Colton Gordon and some of these other guys you mentioned.
What's Walter. His
name? What's the short new shortstop's name? Short. Zach Short.
Big Zach. Short.
You know, guys like that coming up and producing. I mean, I thought that was going to come to an end, but it has continued in Astro fashion to bear fruit. And so what's the point in rushing anybody back at this point?
Yeah. And especially him. You want him to be right. Right. That's got to be an injury right there. Swinging the baseball, doing the things that he needs to do. Like, that's something you want to make sure, you know, you're right. And as you said, they have the luxury of having a lead to where they can be able to do that. Also, other injury news, Clint. Luis Garcia threw two innings today in a rehab start in Florida, striking out four, allowing one hit and a run. So he is pitching against real batters in-game scenario. Chaz McCormick will join the AAA team in Oklahoma City tomorrow. Jake Myers feels better, but Espada wants to stay away from him today. And Christian Javier threw two innings of live BP as well. So that is those report. Nothing more on Peña, nothing more on Yordan Alvarez either, excuse me. But that is the latest.
That was hell of a hiccup.
I promise you, man. I didn't know that was coming out.
Sounded painful.
And that wasn't a hiccup, man. That was a tail end burp. That tried
to burn in. Got old burn in burp, huh?
I tell you, that snuck in. Got away from me about But that is the latest injury wise
the
there.
Latest.
Yeah, with the yeah man, that Burp still has the latest injury wise. So it looks like by here, hey, he feels better. Look, maybe it looks like Jake's going to avoid the IL. Want to say that or no? Maybe.
See what Dana has to say.
See what Dana's got to say. Dana have him in there tomorrow. Dana have him in there today. Oh yeah, man, he's good, man. Oh,
don't worry about it, man. Might be available to pinch
hit tonight. Might be available to pinch hit.
Astros ain't loyal.
Also, as we will get you prepared for this game against the Guardians tonight, as Cleveland comes to town, Christian Walker, he is on the paternity list, so he will not be in the lineup today. And speaking of that, this is what the lineup looks like today. Paredes at third base leading off. They move Cam Smith in right field up to the two spot. Altuve is playing second base tonight in the three-hole. Yiner Diaz is catching, batting cleanup. Caratini moves to first base with Christian Walker out. Cooper Hummel is the DH. And then Trammell is in left field. Zach Short, why not? He's back as he is hitting .667. on the season thus far. And then a gentleman getting called up, Kennedy Corona, is going to make his major league debut. He is up and will be in the lineup in center field today. I'm sure he'll make great plays all over the place. This lineup here, I mean, come on, man. I mean, Paredes, Smith, Altuve, Diaz, Caratini, Hummel, Trammell, Short, Corona.
You got a rookie batting in the two hole, and your last four hitters, your bottom four hitters, we didn't know. I mean, we didn't have the name of a week ago.
I thought we were going to be drinking the final batter, opposed to
nice. Give me a old fully dressed
Corona. Yeah,
fully dressed. I do lime and salt.
Yeah, Framber wouldn't mind one either.
Framber banger. When did he pitch last? Two days ago, 3 nights ago.
He done got.
He had him a few.
He'll have one. Why not? At least one. But that is the lineup tonight. And look, it's not bad because the Astros are facing, I mean, the Rockies stink, the White Sox stink. There are some teams that aren't playing good, but this Guardians team might be playing the worst of anybody in baseball right now. They're currently on a 10-game losing streak. I think they've scored 15 runs total in the 10 games that they have lost in a row. And in their last 30 games, we've talked about how good the Astros have been, how good they were in June, and how good they've been to start. They are 6-24 in their last 30 games. 6-24.
Oh my God!
In their last 30 games. So if you're going to have to run this lineup out against a team, why not be it against a team that is struggling? And I am certain this means Tyler is going to let it rip when it comes to T Mill's best bets and what he's going to do with this thing. He's already determined Clint, that he's taking the over on that 3.5 with that lineup. That is ballsy. I cannot wait to see the rest of his bets.
It's going
to
turn you on, I think.
I just can't take part in it.
You ain't going to jump in on there?
Mm-mm.
And a little Colton Gordon, Big C tonight?
Weird money.
I'm out on that one.
Weird money.
Tanner Bibee? He was a really good pitcher for them last year. Now he's 4-9, and his ERA is the smoking holiday. It is. The ERA is 4.20. I don't know. No one else to do it.
Big ganja guy.
5 o'clock fire.
Yeah, Tyler's a big believer in that Kush, guys. That's what you're dealing with tonight. But home run derby, as we're getting closer and closer to the All-Star break after this week. In weekend series, we will be at the All-Star break, and they are starting to get the home run derby. And Pete Alonso has already decided that he will not participate, and he's a two-time winner.
Pete
sometimes gets me there.
Yeah, Pete, he'll get up there and bob that head to whatever song's being played. He'll play along with the crowd, and he wins. So, I mean, that was. But I think we may have got MLB may have gotten all the juice out of the Pete Alonso squeeze.
You think it's time to move on?
Yeah,
it was a smart decision for him.
Yeah,
I think going for three in a row. He had
no. He didn't win last year.
No, he was going for three in a row.
That's where I was going with. Okay, yeah, got you. Yeah, he last year he had to. Last year was one, and last year he kind of peed down his leg a little bit. If I remember correctly, he struggled. He was out early. Yeah. So yeah, this I think we've got all we can expect out of the Pete Alonso squeeze. Let's move this thing on.
Well, now we know Washington National slugger James Wood, who is 23. Maybe he can kind of make a name for himself. Got big time powers in it. The hometown guy and one of the best players in baseball when he is healthy. Ronald Acuna Jr. They will be in Atlanta, so he is, and he's a showman. He'll be fun if he hits him out. And then never taking any days off. Home run leader Kyle Raleigh. It would have been a damn shame if he didn't participate.
Yes,
and you don't agreed. and you don't get this. I want to see Shohei get into it one more time, but you don't get this in the home run derby. Most of the top guys that you want to see participate in it, and Kyle Raleigh will participate. So those are the three. They need some more, as we said. Pete Alonso turned it down. There's some other that turned it down, but I'm into it with Ronald Acuna Jr. I want to see a little bit more of this James Wood. He's a big dude. He's one of them dudes that look like he could play D end.
James Wood is.
Yeah, for the Nationals.
And a great name if he can knock it out of the park.
Tyler, I thought you heard James Wood. Great name if he can knock it out of the park. I thought Tyler was thought he was.
Nah, man, I'm responsible and mature, so whenever you're ready for that next topic.
Get out of here. He is really showing growth, man.
Look at him. No.
Always going to be something last week. Now it's, I can say it, responsible and mature.
Yeah, oh, showing man. Growth. That's,
yeah.
Yeah. According coming to around, him, folks. According to him, it's always more growth.
I know a lot of people are disappointed.
I am a grower, not a shower.
All right.
Yeah. We got a Woody and a Chubb
we
in the building.
Got a Woody and a Chubb in that back.
5 o'clock fire.
Wait. Just when you think he's fine,
Psych!
He comes Psych. Back with a, I am a grower, not a show.
Always have been.
That's great.
Good for you. All right, the Knicks, we know officially, they make it official, they hire Mike Brown as head coach. And this is Leon Rose, the guy who's running things there, says after a thorough an extensive search process, we are pleased to announce Mike Brown as the head coach of the New York Knicks. Leon Rose in a statement said, Mike has coached on the biggest stages in our sport and brings championship pedigree to our organization. Okay, he experienced leading the bench during the NBA Finals, winning 4 titles as an assistant coach, and his ability to grow and develop players will all help us as we aim to bring a championship to New York for our fans. My man's, they're touting.
He's trying.
You talk about a spin here, touting what he has done as a bench coach. I mean, you could have led with, he did lead the Cavs to the finals in 2007 as the head coach. Now they're rolling right to his time as the assistant with the Golden State Warriors.
It sounds like a young up and coming resume. Like, hey, here's what we got. Instead, it's an old timer.
It's a guy who's had 3 stops. He's been a head coach for the Cleveland Cavs, the Lakers, and the Kings, who he just recently got fired from last year midseason. But hey, baby, he's got championship pedigree as a bench coach, and they said it. They should have just said championship pedigree, and then they went into it as a pitch.
No, we got to sell this, man. It's in New York, baby.
We got to sell this sucker. I guess, man. We'll see how this rolls. I like Mike Brown. I actually think he got a kind of a raw deal in Sacramento. You don't change that organization, get them to the playoffs for the first time, and they were a 3-seed, really good, and then just fire his ass after they start 13-18. So I did think he got a raw deal, but, hey, man, you ain't got to sell it like this. I mean, let's just give it a shot, man. I mean, that's a rough one there.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, this is for you, Tyler. Texas A&M quarterback.
Woo!
Marcel Reed is trying to throw his name into the Heisman hat, Clint. He's making IG posts, and why not? Hell, every one of you should. Arch, all of you. Anybody who thinks they've got a chance. Jalen Daniels, go ahead and make you a post.
Well, Arch is on his way to winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, he's going to win it next year, to be honest with you.
Somehow.
According to Paul Feinbaum. But I know you are – it's never too early to talk college football with you, and I know Tyler gets himself in the tizzy They were 8-5. He finally took that job last year, led him to a bowl game. You think Marcel Reed is somebody that maybe has a dark horse chance at being involved in the Heisman?
No.
You tried. I thought you might.
No. No.
You like him too.
I like him. After, you know, I think he's still after a year of watching him play, there's still a level of rawness there that he's just got to improve on. I think he could, with huge strides.
You think they can win enough for him to get there?
Well, I mean, the reality of
I'm
what to me.
I'm just asking fair questions, Tyler.
It's very fair.
Do you see that slow turn? That slow turn again?
I'm sorry, I didn't see him.
Mugged him a bit.
The reality of it is if he can consistently distribute the football accurately at a good college level, there's a chance A&M can win a lot of games, and he can end up in New York. He definitely he's a dual threat athlete. He is legit with his legs.
Gig him.
There's no doubt about it. He's got the ability to be.
He's coming from pretty far away too.
He's just
where his standing is.
To me, he has to be a significantly better passer of the football. If you look at kind of how last year went down with him, I believe it was last year. Correct me if I'm wrong, Tyler, but it was a little bit of a back and forth.
They all run together, man.
Well, last year was a little bit of a back and forth with the Wegman kid, and it was literally because they had more faith in him passing the football than they did Reed.
Yes.
I mean, it got to a point where teams could load the lineup. They could run with Reed, and they'd leave him in there. If they couldn't, and they needed somebody to throw the football, then it would have to be Wegman. Like, that's got to be a thing of the past.
Yeah.
Like, there can't be anybody on the sideline that's a better option for you spinning the ball around the park, no matter what the situation is. If you're gonna post things like C-Stat, New York, Miami, I mean, that's got to be a thing of the past.
Now, September 13th. Is a huge, huge night for him. If he's on national TV against Notre Dame on the road in South Bend,
mm-hmm.
and he has a night, then all of a sudden, you know, there's a possibility.
That defense there, right there, yeah,
there's
you're
a possibility
exactly right.
on national TV that he can turn heads.
If he can go up there on national TV and A&M win at Notre Dame, and he be a big reason why. They can turn some head. And if that happens, Tyler's going to be really excited because I think that means A&M's got a chance to have a special year.
Because unfortunately right now, Tyler, I just don't think he is a name right now.
Oh, I agree.
I like him. I like his skill set. I thought he should have had the job a lot sooner than he actually got it last year. But that game, week 3, right? Week 3 is a big one if he takes care of business those first 2 weeks. All right, coming up. Cam Whitmore, that scenario and situation is finally over. He has been traded to the Washington Wizards. Who makes you more nervous? Two guys that I think many people feel has some real potential. Jalen Green, Cam Whitmore. Which one of those guys make you most nervous that they'll become something big and the Rockets moved on from them? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. We need shows line up with this one. Nah, man.
When are we getting that back? What is it again?
I thought with Dana it was going to be soon, but when Yordan gets back.
Oh, that's what I thought. Good hell.
Yeah. I love that phrasing. Good hell is a fun one.
I got that from you.
I know you did. Like that, this would be hard. I don't have nothing for Corona, but I feel like I could get something there.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I could get some with Corona. Short, don't have nothing for Zach Short. Feel like I could get something there. I would have a lot of fun with Trammell.
Good hail, Trammell.
Or AKA Trammell.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Hummel. And then I don't think I've done one for Cam Smith yet. Maybe I have. Yeah. No, that's no, man. That can't be the return.
That can't be the lineup that you come back with.
No, can't be. I'm on back, Yordan. The people want it.
Jordan.
It's up to you, Jordan.
Well, the people are going to forget about it if you don't ever give it to them.
They won't forget about it.
No matter how hard you work,
it's pure greatness.
It's good. It's good.
Pure greatness, so they're not going to forget about it.
I don't know that it happens often enough to be great, but it's good.
You're not going to peer pressure me into it. Not going to bully me into it. Nope. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. All right. Over the weekend, the Rockets, they traded one of the most. He's got to be one of the most polarizing 10th guys on the bench, if he's even 10th.
Yeah.
11th, 12th guys on the bench that has to be in basketball. But they trade him to Washington for 2 draft picks. And then some people losing their minds. They didn't get more? I know how you feel about it, but he also is the 11th or 12th guy off the bench. So 2 draft picks, not bad. You got 2 of them back in the Durant deal when she lost 5. Text line, YouTube, and Twitch. Clint Tyler, who makes you more nervous that you look up and we'll look up in about 3 years and be like, damn, Jalen Green or Cam Whitmore, they have turned into what we were hoping they would be here. They have turned into players. Who are you more nervous that will pull the Kings said, we got De'Aaron Fox. We'll trade Tyrese Halliburton to the Pacers. or hey, the Clippers. Nah, man, we're in win-win now mode. I know we got this Shai Gilgeous character, but we'll trade him to OKC. Who are you more nervous would potentially do that to the Rockets, Jalen Green or Cam Whitmore?
No, I think it's Cam. I think both of them are liable to fill up the stat sheet next year. Even though I do wonder how Jalen Green's going to get the touches to do it. I don't know enough what's going on with Washington to know. But I think Cam is going to be a guy. I think they're both when they're on the floor going to fill up the stat sheet. But I think Cam is the one that's got a real legit chip on his shoulder. Like I don't know. Like Jalen strikes me as a guy that's pretty passive, pretty low key, pretty you know, idle. Cam is a guy that seems like I got a chip on my shoulder. I don't care who you are. You're gonna hear about it. You're gonna know about it, and I'm gonna go get mine. So I don't know that works unless he's a lead dog on one of them teams that makes a run to a playoff kind of deal. Like I don't think it's gonna work unless it's a team that's kind of a cellar dweller, a team that's always rebuilding, a team that's dysfunctional. But that is a situation that he's gone to, at least not much of a winning franchise. Like Cam Whitmore is the one that I think has it within himself to thrive when everything else around him is crappy. Like I don't know if Jalen has that. I think Jalen is the more skilled player than the two. But I think the dog in Cam Whitmore gives him more of a chance to be the one that thrives in a dysfunctional organization or a rebuilding organization.
I'm with you. I think both have the potential to put up numbers. Now Cam, we have to remember, is just 20. Like he's still a very, very young player compared to you know, even Jalen, who's obviously what, 23, something like that, who's getting up there. Not getting up there in age, but
right.
But
in older, his relative years. To Cam, he is.
Yeah, in his years, a plan to where you feel like you know. I'm not saying Jalen Green can't take another step. You feel like though you have an idea of what he's gonna be, especially a lot more than you do Cam.
Yeah.
Now there is something that even Jalen Green does more or has garnered more trust in the Rockets front office or coaching staff than Cam Whitmore did, because hell, he played, he started, he was the leading scorer, he was somebody that they had a good level of trust in. They did not have any of that level of trust in Cam Whitmore. And that's the thing, is now that Cam goes to Washington, I'll be honest, I don't think that's the greatest place as a setup to start getting it, whatever he wasn't getting with the Rockets. Now, it may be a really good setup to place to put up a lot of stats that are empty calories, but I don't know if it's a great spot. And we'll see, you know, who's there, C.J. McCollum or some of the veterans there. They went and got Chris Middleton. He'll probably be injured, so you know Cam will probably get some time. So I don't know if that's a situation where you really say, all right, Cam's going to go there and figure out what he's not figuring out. But I don't know, boy. I don't see a lot of jump for Jalen Green. Like I don't think I see like Jalen Green going in Phoenix if he moves on from there or something. I don't know that I see Jalen Green all of a sudden the light bulb getting turned on to where he right. jumps up to where he's an all NBA type of player. Because I think that would be the next step for Jalen Green. Hell, the next step for Cam Whitmore is to get in a rotation. Right? Can I get minutes? Yeah. The next step for Jalen Green is, can you be Tyrese Halliburton? Can you be an all NBA level player? And I feel like he is just going to always be just short of that. And I think there are some people here. We see some people rolling in here. Jalen for sure. Cam Whitmore, we're going to regret that coming from people on the text line. I don't know if that is going to be the case. I don't know that I get that. But I think Jalen has pretty much shown us who he is. All right, coming up as we continue, we'll get T Mill's best bets. We'll see what he does this week. Last week he was in the green. 66%. Did pretty well, so we'll see where he is tonight. The Astros are hot, so I think Tyler probably thinks he's hot. So he is going to jump in, and I'm sure be Astro heavy. So wait for that coming up here in the next segment, as well as Joe Espada. Are you 100% behind the Astros manager? Are you 100% positive that, hey, man, this guy is a lot more of an advantage than a disadvantage on the bench? We'll discuss that coming up.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Welcome back into The Drive. As we know, we found out a lot of this last week, but we've known this forever. Hurricane Harvey, so many events that have occurred in this city. Houston steps up for other, not just Houstonians, but also the great state of Texas as well. Clint talked about it earlier, if you missed it, in the 4 o'clock hour at Dirty's Daily. Talked about the tragic situation that's happening in the Texas Hill Country with the flood issues. Well, all at least that I know of, I've not seen anything from other teams around the area, but the Rockets, the Texans, and the Astros have all made significant donations to those relief efforts there with the Texas flood situation, Clint. So all three, and I'm certain other businesses, other people in the Houston area are doing their part to try to do whatever can be done to help. But as I said, all those three major teams, and forgive me if any other organizations I've not been able to see have made efforts as well, but I do know it has come through that the Texans, Astros, and Rockets have made significant donations.
Yeah, big time move, man. I mean, that is my me and the wife. That's our spot. I've been going up there my entire life. My dad was his family, that side of my family. But when he was young, he went up there and spent time up in the Hill Country. We've gone every year of my life, and it's something that we hold dear to our heart. And there's a lot of phenomenal, tremendous, great people up in that area, and it's sad what they're having to go through right now with this flood, man. So yeah, big time prayers up, big time shout out to all the anybody, whether it's individuals in the area or the pro sports franchises that are helping raise funds, donating to the cause, man. There's a lot of lives, a lot of families right now have been torn apart up there with the floods that are going on. And by the way, it's families from all over the state. Hell, maybe even the bordering states, but all over the state. There are 700 to 800 kids in a camp, in different camps up in that area that were directly, you know, in the path of the floodwaters. And you know, there's 70, I think it's up to damn near 70, lives lost, and 10 or 11 kids still missing from one of the camps, along with two of the adults from the camp.
They've been finding, you know, kids on trees and things like that.
So, yeah, man. And look, the efforts right now, we're talking about money's, you know, going into helping, but the individuals that are there that are helping, the people that are trained for these kind of water rescues, it's been going on for several days now. But I mean, though, you know, prayers up for them and their families as well. Keep them safe while they're out there doing. Absolutely. Doing the most dangerous work we you know anybody could do.
Yep. Yeah. Good shout out to all of those guys and everybody who has made efforts in financially or any other way to try to help assist with what's going on. Coming up after us, as usual, Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They will be joined by wide receiver for the Texans, Xavier Hutchinson, will join the fellas. So stay tuned for that. Hear from Hutch. He makes the team.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I don't know. I think he's on the fence. We'll see.
I think one that you got to watch for is Wayne.
Yeah, they like him. And he was getting a lot more run with the ones and twos than you would think for somebody who you don't have. We haven't seen play a lot or heard a lot from him. He played a little late in the season. Obviously, we know he played against the Chiefs. Tank Dell definitely knows he played against the Chiefs in the back of that end zone. But, yeah, that is a good one to watch. They'll talk to Xavier Hutchinson coming up a little bit behind us. Also, Area 45 is back in action, the best late-night talk show in all of Houston. Coming up after the fellas get done with Texans All Access, Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago, they will be there and ready, locked and loaded. Hopefully a good post-game show as the Astros look to add to the 10-game losing streak that the Cleveland Guardians are on. Hopefully they'll get to 11, and they'll have that all for you coming up after Texans All Access. And stay tuned here in a few minutes. We will get you T-Mill's best bets coming up in just a bit. But as I said, Are you confident? Are you 100% confident in your manager? Do you think he is the guy? See, my guy said Espada ought to be head and shoulders the unanimous manager of the year at this point. Yes, I believe in him. Someone said, let me guess, Clint. He needs more leadership from Joe Espada, our guy Gene had to say on the text line. I listen, as of now, man, it's hard to deny that this dude doesn't have the pulse of this locker room and that they don't absolutely follow him and go where he goes, right? There is belief there. He is handling everything that has been thrown his way. I know this year, I think you losing Kyle Tucker last year, you losing Verlander at times last year. I think he had some things thrown as a rookie manager. Now, am I going to sit here and lie to you and say, hey, man, if they face the Tigers, I think they've got the advantage with on the bench with A.J. Hinch on the other side. I'm not going to lie to you and say that. But I do feel like he is shown to be at least a performance of one of, like, what he's dealt with this year, that at least is a performance of one of the best managers in all of baseball.
Yeah, look, Guy Gene, to answer your question, you're damn right, we need more leadership out of a second-year manager that's just hitting stride. Yes, Guy Gene, we do. I know you're being a smartass, but yes, we do, absolutely. But no, look, what Joe Espada is doing right now is what is exactly how you establish yourself as a long-term manager in Major League Baseball. You get your opportunity, no matter how that comes, no matter what that looks like, you get your opportunity. Dusty Baker leaves. You're the guy that knows the pulse of the clubhouse, the pulse of the team. You get the position, and a moment's going to come up. Last year was your first year. Were there some moments? Sure. I just don't seem to look at them as boy, these are major defining moments. I didn't see that last year. I look at it right now, and I think this is a major defining moment that we're in the middle of for the Astros, but definitely for Joe Espada as a long-term manager, as a manager that's trying to establish himself as one of the guys that has staying power. I think what we're watching, the job that Joe Espada's doing right now is I have arrived, I'm here to stay type of moment. Absolutely, I do. There's no question about it. Do we need to see? Yeah, we need to see this guy with this organization that seemingly, no matter who's on the diamond, plays at a championship level. Do we need to see him make big time key decisions in the playoffs with all with the whole season on the line? Yeah, right. Do we need to see what the lineup looks like and how he kind of fit? Because look, all these players are going to come back and he's going to have too many bats. Right, and he's going to have to decide who plays where, who bats where, who's what. What? There's a lot of decisions that are going to be made. So there's still a lot on the line here. But there's no doubt about it, man. A+ manager of the year type of job thus far for Joe Espada this year. This is big time. Yes, absolutely.
Before we get to, because I see some other people, someone texting in, they're praying that he is the one. Before we get to Tyler's best bets that we'll get to quickly. One thing that you – is it leadership? One thing that you need to see more to get you closer to that belief?
Look, I think he's doing a hell of a job of managing the team right now. I think he's in the toughest times with all these injuries. I think he's doing a hell of a job in leaning into now we're looking at a two-year span here of him managing that chemistry that is elite and different than any other team in the league. There's – like I said, I think the only thing – that to me, that Joe Espada doesn't have on his resume that other big time long term managers just play. Well, there's success or it's big. Yes, absolutely success. But like the gut decisions, the in the moment decisions, that with all the the season on the line. You know, that's really it. This is a defining season that is going to mean the world for Joe Espada. This is get you an extension type of stuff we're watching right now. No doubt about it.
Yeah, his one moment was 0-2 to the Tigers in the playoffs last year.
Yeah, getting you guys ready when it matters the most is in the playoffs is just as important as managing a bunch of young guys when you have injuries in the regular season. So yeah, look, I love what the Astros are doing right now, and I love what Joe Espada is doing right now. I have no idea. Giving credit where credit is due.
All right, let's
no make problem, a, not no idea.
Let's make a little cash here for the people. T-Mills, best bets, what you got today?
That's right. And as always, as we list these off and hear which ones Clint, Ron, love or hate, if you miss any, head to the Twitter at T-Mill Real Deal. I just posted it a minute ago. All five of these picks, and two of these five are Astros related. Who are your five best bets for Monday night? Around Major League Baseball. First, I'm on the Reds money line. That game's getting started in about 20 minutes. So if you want to get on it, get on it now. Reds money line at -130 as they host the Marlins. Next up, I got the Boston Red Sox -1.5 as they host the crappy ass Rockies
love
tonight.
Love it.
Love that you love it. Next, I got an under for you. Pirates at Royals. Under 9 tonight in that ball game for me.
Probably safe.
Love that you love that one, too. And then two Astros bets to finish off these Monday wagers. First, we hinted at it earlier. I'm on heavy Astros. Oh, heavy. Team total over 3.5 runs. Book it. And then a player prop here, the Stro Goat. Jose Altuve coming off that red-hot series against the Dodgers. I got Altuve over 1.5 total bases tonight at +130. Those are your five best bets. I heard two that you love, Ron. Are there any others that you love or any you hate?
I think Altuve is starting to get hot. That one makes sense. If I were to go on any of these, with you, that one be the one that I am most in the Rockies stink.
How much you want me to throw down, bro?
Oh, I'm good. But that would be where I would go the most. So I do like.
I'll take that Altuve.
Okay.
1.5. I'll take that.
Alrighty.
Bet you didn't know that Rick James signed with the New Orleans Pelicans today.
Man, who is that really?
Kevin Looney.
Oh wow.
Hope they have their good couches.
He has his hair pulled up, huh?
Tyler, I just reposted this. Go look at this idiot, Kevin. Look, I don't know. It's the smile and everything.
Kane is a hell of a.
Oh, did he do that on purpose?
No, I don't think. I think that's the look he's going with right now. I think Dave Chappelle is like, damn, I could have done this better.
What the five fingers say to the face?
Kevon Looney looks ridiculous. And they got the normal picture of him in the background where he really looks. And then it's just Rick James.
Is that him in the background?
Yeah, then it's Rick James in the back.
Rick James, bitch.
All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. Texans all last.
That's not him.
That is. Coming up behind us. I am Ron, the show. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.
Start knocking on 50, hell, things can go sideways real quick.
Holy smokes!
All right, again, let's step you out of this. Let's make an attempt. Astros, they...
hope you're listening, babe. Try.
They're not only... They're not a...
Try me if you want to.
Come on. Razor! Razor!
Omaha!
Please. Razor! Riverside!
390!
Is that my boy Ron?